A Waynesburg woman is dead after a two-vehicle crash in Tuscarawas County. The Highway Patrol says 50-year-old Bobby Joe Hart was westbound on U.S. Route 250 in Union Township when her car crossed the center line and collided head-on with an eastbound pickup around 3:15 Monday afternoon. She died at the scene. The truck went off the right side of the road, struck the end of a guardrail, and overturned. The pickup's driver, a 67-year-old man, was taken to Mercy Hospital. His condition was not available. The patrol says drugs are believed to be a factor in the crash, which is under investigation. An Alliance man accused of trying to run over his wife is being held in the Stark County Jail on $20,000 bond. 49-year-old Zachary Kinjan was arraigned Monday in Alliance Municipal Court. He was arrested following a Friday morning incident in the 2300 block of West State Street. Kinjan allegedly sped into the parking lot of a hotel and attempted to hit his spouse and a man. They got out of the way before his car struck the man's vehicle. Kinjan also is accused of repeatedly punching and kicking the man. He's charged with assault, attempted felonious assault, and domestic violence. A preliminary hearing is scheduled for September 15th. A man accused of lighting his hands on fire with gasoline and attempting to throw the fuel on passing vehicles in Canton appears in court. 32-year-old Charles Rents of Canton was arraigned Monday in Canton Municipal Court. Bond was set at $20,000. Rents was arrested and charged with inducing panic and disorderly conduct following the Saturday incident. Court records state a victim believed he and others were at risk of serious harm. A pretrial hearing is scheduled for September 15th. Canton City Council has approved a 20-year extension of a tax increment financing agreement for the Onesto Lofts. Monday's action involves a TIF originally passed in 2015 to help turn the former hotel into luxury apartments. The repository reports Councilman Frank Morris was the only lawmaker to vote against the extension. It was previously approved by the Canton City Board of Education. Council also approved an agreement with the district to continue to use the former Duber Elementary School for safety forces training. There is no cost to the city. The building closed in 2021. Massillon police say a man arrested for multiple felonies faces additional charges after fleeing from officers. 25-year-old Anthony Engler of Clinton was at a hospital Friday when he allegedly ran from officers and climbed through a window onto a second-story roof. Police say he was found several blocks away. During his arrest, Engler reportedly had a screwdriver in his right hand, and officers removed it when he refused orders to drop it. He's charged with escape, obstructing official business, and resisting arrest. Engler was arraigned Monday in Massillon Municipal Court. Bond was set at $25,000. A preliminary hearing is scheduled for September 15th. The Louisville Board of Education approved financial and personnel matters Monday. WDPN's David Schur reports.
They welcomed Louisville High School seniors Maggie Baker and Chloe Miller as student representatives to the board, accepted retirements and resignations from six individuals, hired 12 new teaching staff, and gave supplemental contracts to 31 athletic-related positions, and named 56 people to athletic game workers positions, and approved a strategic plan encompassing four goals of encouraging educators, optimizing resources, expanding communications, and making students future ready.
A visiting judge is being sought for a wrongful death lawsuit against a driver, Columbiana County Sheriff Brian McLaughlin, and two deputies. Common Pleas judges Scott Washam and Megan Bickerton recused themselves and asked the Ohio Supreme Court to appoint a judge to handle the case. The suit was filed last month by the estate of Jennifer Hunley of Hanoverton. Her car was struck by a stolen vehicle pursued by deputies on Route 30 in Center Township in August 2023. Hunley died of her injuries a month later. Her son suffered serious injuries. The suit alleges a deputy violated the county's pursuit standards by traveling at speeds above those permitted by the standards. He was chasing Gerald Jackson of Columbiana, who was convicted in connection with the wreck. The suit also names him and the deputy's supervisor. Ursuline High School in Youngstown has named Michael Frasco interim head football coach. The announcement follows a civil rights lawsuit filed against the school in federal court. Frasco, a longtime assistant coach, will lead the team for the remainder of the season. Head coach Dan Reardon has agreed to an indefinite suspension. Assistant coaches Tim McGlynn and Christian Sirianotis have been placed on administrative leave. No decisions have been made about the renewal of the contracts of the three coaches or their future employment. The lawsuit filed on behalf of a student alleges hazing and sexual assault during a team trip in June. The coaches and school administrators are accused of being aware of the incidents and not taking action. The Highway Patrol says two people were arrested after they led troopers on a high-speed chase in a stolen car in Boardman and Youngstown this morning. Around 1:30, a trooper saw the vehicle northbound on I-680 near the Route 224 interchange. The resulting pursuit reached speeds of 130 miles miles per hour. The car crashed with the patrol cruiser at the Shirley Road exit. There were no injuries. The vehicle reportedly was stolen from Pittsburgh International Airport. The Highway Patrol is investigating after a pedestrian was struck by a vehicle near Warren this morning. Around 6 a.m., troopers were called to State Routes 5 and 534 in Braceville Township. The victim had been hit by a pickup truck. They suffered serious injuries and were taken to a local hospital. Westbound lanes of Route 5 were temporarily closed while authorities cleared the scene. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.